This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use gaze direction to signal turn-taking in a conversation. Master the silent signal that tells others when to speak and when to wait. In short, gaze direction is the primary non-verbal signal that controls who speaks next in any conversation. Most people use it unconsciously and imprecisely, which creates interruptions, silences, and confusion about whose turn it is. Where you look while speaking tells others whether you have finished or are still holding the floor. Where you look as you finish a sentence determines who picks up the conversation next. Deliberate gaze direction gives you quiet, respectful control over the flow of any dialogue. Definition: gaze direction turn-taking is the practice of using eye contact to signal who should speak next in a conversation. By shifting your gaze intentionally toward or away from others at specific moments, you manage the conversational flow without interrupting, commanding, or explicitly directing anyone to speak. I watched a project manager lose a room once. She was presenting her proposal to four colleagues, and she had done the work well. But every time she finished a point, she looked down at her notes. Her gaze never landed on anyone, so nobody spoke. The silence stretched. Then two people started talking at once. Then a third cut across them. Within 3 minutes, the conversation had collapsed into noise, and she never got it back. The proposal was not the problem. Her gaze direction was. She had no system for using her eyes to manage the flow of the discussion. What she needed was not charisma or authority. She needed to know precisely where to look. And when. This is what gaze direction turn-taking actually does. It tells the room who holds the floor, who should take it next, and when the transfer is complete. Most people do this accidentally and inconsistently. This article gives you the deliberate version. Why managing conversational flow with your eyes is harder than it sounds. Here is what catches people off guard. Eye contact in conversation is not a single behavior. It is a sequence of different gaze movements, each carrying a distinct meaning, each timed to a specific moment. Getting one right while getting another wrong still breaks the flow. When you're speaking, looking away is natural and actually expected. It signals that you are thinking, that you have not finished, that the floor is still yours. But if you look away at the wrong moment, or for too long, you accidentally send the signal that you're done. Someone jumps in. You were not done. Now you are in a collision. The reverse is equally common. People make sustained eye contact throughout their turn, which actually suppresses listeners. The listener reads that steady gaze as I am not finished, do not speak, even when the speaker is, in fact, wrapping up. The result is a pause when nobody moves. These are not failures of confidence or assertiveness. They are failures of precision. The signals are being sent. They are just the wrong ones. Once you understand the mechanics, the correction is entirely learnable. What needs to be true before you start? The process below requires one thing above all: enough mental space to attend to where you're looking, not just what you are saying. That is harder than it sounds in a tense or high-stakes conversation. If you are in a difficult dialogue where emotions are running high, managing gaze direction is genuinely more demanding. In those situations, the foundational skills covered in nonverbal communication in tense situations will help you stay grounded enough to apply what follows. You also need a basic understanding of who is in the conversation and what role each person plays. In a meeting with a dominant voice who monopolizes discussion, gaze direction alone may not be sufficient. That context calls for the strategies in how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion. Use gaze direction as one tool inside a broader approach, not as a cure-all. The six-step process for using gaze to pass and hold the floor. Step 1. Establish a neutral gaze pattern before speaking. Before you make your point, take 1 or 2 seconds to make brief, relaxed eye contact with the group. Do not stare at one person. Move your gaze gently around the room, making momentary contact with 2 or 3 faces. This signals that you are present, that you are about to speak, and that what you are about to say is addressed to the group, not to one individual. This opening gaze also tells your nervous system to slow down. It is a grounding gesture as much as a social one. Step 2. Look away as you develop your thought. Once you begin your main point, allow your gaze to move away from your listeners. Look slightly upward, to the side, or at a neutral surface. This is not rudeness. It is a recognized signal that you are still speaking and that the floor is yours. Speakers who lock eyes with listeners throughout their turn inadvertently signal that the listener should respond at any moment. This creates pressure and often produces interruptions. Looking away while you build your thought holds the floor without aggression. Step 3. Return your gaze as you near your conclusion. As you approach the end of your point, begin drawing your gaze back toward your listeners. Do not wait until you have finished your last word. Begin the return about one sentence before the end. This is the anticipatory signal. It tells the room that a transfer is coming. Think of it as a visual warning light. The conversation is about to change hands. Listeners who catch this gaze shift begin preparing their response, which means the handover will be smooth rather than delayed. Step 4. Land your gaze on one person to invite their response. As your final word lands, direct your gaze to the specific person you want to respond. Hold it for one clear beat, roughly 1 to 2 seconds. Do not look away. Do not drop your eyes. This is the turn transfer signal. It is precise, it is respectful, and it works. The person you are looking at will feel the invitation without you saying their name. In a meeting where you want to ensure quieter participants contribute, this is how you do it. For more on managing participation across a group, how to ensure every participant gets heard offers complementary strategies that pair well with this gaze technique. An example, you finish a sentence with, "And that is where I think we need to make a decision." And as you say decision, your eyes land on the quietest person in the room. You hold that gaze. They speak. The flow transferred without a word of instruction. Step 5. Use gaze withdrawal to hold the floor when interrupted. If someone attempts to take the floor before you are finished, do not increase your volume and do not hold up a hand. Simply continue speaking and direct your gaze away from the person who interrupted toward another listener. Do not make eye contact with the interrupter while they are speaking. This withdraws the social permission to hold the floor. Without your gaze, the interruption loses its footing quickly because eye contact from the speaker is what sustains a new speaker's confidence. This works gently and without confrontation. Step 6. Signal reception when you are the listener. Turn-taking is a two-person system. When you are listening, your gaze tells the speaker how safe they are to continue. Maintain steady, relaxed eye contact while you listen. This confirms you have received the floor and that the speaker can complete their thought. When you are ready to respond, allow your gaze to sharpen slightly and your body to lean forward fractionally. These micro-signals, combined with a natural pause in the speaker's sentence, tell the speaker that you are ready to take the floor. You are responding to their gaze invitation with a non-verbal yes. This reciprocal quality of gaze is what makes conversation feel fluid rather than mechanical. When both sides apply these signals consciously, the whole system runs quietly and well. Adapting this process for video calls. Remote conversations break the natural mechanics of gaze direction because everyone is looking at a screen, not at each other. The camera and the faces are never in the same place. This creates a fundamental mismatch. When you look at someone's face on screen, you appear to be looking away from them. The adjustment is specific. When you want to pass the floor to someone on a video call, look into your camera lens as you finish your final sentence, not at their tile on your screen. This simulates direct eye contact with them. Then, after a brief pause, shift your gaze to their tile. This sequence, camera then face, registers as, "I'm speaking to you, and now I'm waiting for you." To invite a specific person to speak, say their name in the final clause of your sentence as you look into the camera, then shift to their tile, which is something I think you have seen before, Marcus, with your gaze moving to Marcus's tile as you finish. The combination of name and directed gaze is doubly clear. In larger video calls, where managing participation is a genuine challenge, this gaze technique works alongside the facilitation tools in how to handle conflict during meetings and how to de-escalate arguments during meetings. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with eye contact and turn signals. These are the errors I have seen most consistently across decades of watching people in rooms together. The mistake: holding rigid and broken eye contact throughout their entire turn. Why it happens. People believe sustained eye contact signals confidence and engagement, so they maintain it constantly. What to do instead? Allow natural gaze breaks during the body of your point. Reserve the sustained, direct look for the final sentence, when you are ready to transfer the flaw, the mistake, looking down or away at the moment they finish speaking. Why it happens. Finishing a thought often brings a sense of relief, and people unconsciously look away as they exhale. What to do instead? Prepare for your ending. As you enter your final sentence, consciously bring your gaze up and fix it on your intended respondent. The end of your point is exactly when your gaze matters most. The mistake. Distributing eye contact so evenly that nobody feels specifically invited to respond. Why it happens. We are taught that inclusive eye contact means looking at everyone equally. What to do instead? Be inclusive during the body of your point. Be specific at the end. Land your gaze on one person when you are done. Equality of attention during. Clarity of invitation at the finish. The mistake. Making eye contact with the most dominant person in the room by default. Why it happens. Dominant speakers often hold your gaze, and returning it feels socially natural. What to do instead? Make a deliberate choice about who needs to speak next. Do not let habit decide. This matters especially when the goal is to draw in quieter voices. Even in tense exchanges, where you need to stay composed while managing these signals, the core framework can help you stay grounded enough to keep your gaze deliberate rather than reactive. Your pre-conversation gaze checklist. Use this before any conversation where you need to manage the flow of dialogue carefully. Number 1. Before I speak, I will make brief, relaxed eye contact with the group to signal presence. Number 2. While developing my point, I will allow my gaze to move away from listeners to hold the floor and reduce interruption pressure. Number 3. As I approach my conclusion, I will begin returning my gaze toward listeners one sentence before I finish. Number 4. At my final word, I will land my gaze on the specific person I want to respond and hold it for 1 to 2 seconds. Number 5. If interrupted, I will look away from the interrupter and continue, withdrawing the social permission that sustains their interruption. Number 6. While listening, I will maintain steady, relaxed eye contact to confirm I hold the floor and that the speaker may complete their thought. Number 7. On video calls, I will look into the camera lens at the end of my point, then shift to my intended respondent style. Before any difficult or high-stakes conversation, it also helps to reduce tension before the dialogue even begins. The empathy bridge technique is worth reading alongside this checklist. The practice required to make this natural. I will be honest with you. Reading this process is 5 minutes work. Making it automatic takes weeks. The first time you try to consciously direct your gaze at the end of a sentence, you will feel awkward and your timing will be off. That is exactly how it is supposed to feel. The way to shorten that period is to practice in low-stakes conversations first. A chat with a colleague over coffee. A brief check-in with your team. These are the right environments to rehearse the gaze transfer, the gaze withdrawal, and the listening hold before you need them in a boardroom or a difficult negotiation. Gaze direction turn-taking is a skill like any other. It exists in the space between thought and habit, and what closes that space is repetition with attention. The signals you send with your eyes already govern every conversation you have. The only question is whether you send them deliberately or by accident. Start with step 4. At the end of your next point, choose one person, look at them, and hold that gaze for a full beat after you stop speaking. See what happens. That single change, applied consistently, will shift the dynamics of more conversations than you might expect. Frequently asked questions. What is gaze direction turn-taking? Gaze direction turn-taking is the use of eye contact to signal who should speak next in a conversation. When a speaker looks away while talking, they signal they are not finished. When they look directly at a listener at the end of a thought, they pass the conversational floor. How does eye contact signal it is someone else's turn to speak? A speaker signals turn completion by shifting their gaze toward a listener as they finish their final sentence. This gaze arrival, combined with a drop in voice and a completed thought, tells the listener that the floor is now open and their response is expected. What happens when you avoid eye contact during turn-taking? Avoiding eye contact as you finish speaking can cause awkward silences because listeners wait for a clearer cue. Conversely, maintaining steady gaze while speaking can accidentally suppress others from responding, making the conversation feel one-sided or dominated. How do you use gaze direction to invite someone specific to speak? Look directly at the person you want to speak next as you finish your final sentence. Hold that gaze for one full beat after you stop talking. This targeted gaze, combined with silence, creates a clear and respectful invitation without you having to name them explicitly. Can gaze direction turn-taking work in video calls? Yes, though it requires adjustment. On a video call, looking directly into the camera lens simulates direct eye contact for remote participants. Shift your gaze to a specific person's tile as you finish speaking to signal that you are passing the floor to them. How long should eye contact last when passing the speaking turn? At the moment of turn transfer, hold direct eye contact for 1 to 2 full seconds after you finish your last word. This duration is long enough to register as intentional, but short enough to avoid feeling confrontational or pressuring. Why do people struggle with using eye contact to manage conversation flow? Most people focus entirely on what they are saying and ignore where they are looking. Without conscious practice, gaze direction becomes random and fails to send clear signals. The fix is deliberate attention choose, where to look at each stage of the conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.